It's clear that we are living in challenging times, but my guest, Canon Andrew White, says these are the days of glory, and God wants to do so much more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine. Wait till you find out what the Lord's been speaking to my guest about right here on Till Zion Sings.
Welcome to Till Zion Sings, a show where we proclaim the next wave of God's glory coming to the earth and connect with God's heart for Israel. This is a place where you'll find encouragement and strengthening and hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the nations and to you. From the northeast of Scotland, here is your host, Frank Sway.
Well, it's been 3 weeks since the Russian invasion of Ukraine with more than 700 civilians killed. Peace talks have been happening since the 28th of February, and Putin vows that he will achieve all the aims of the war, saying that he will, quote, never allow Ukraine to become a stronghold of aggressive actions against our country. Meanwhile, an estimate of 4 million people, according to the UN, might flee Ukraine. Now, in the last episode, myself and my friend Saskia shared our prophetic perspectives on what's happening, and more specifically, what the Lord is saying about the Ukrainian church. Now, this week, I want to get my friend Canon Andrew White on the show to share his perspectives on the war. Canon Andrew White is the ambassador of Jerusalem Merit, or Jerusalem Middle East Reconciliation International, an organization that exists to provide relief and humanitarian aid for the Iraqi refugee community in Jordan and to facilitate interfaith dialogue and conflict resolution among the Jewish, Arab, and Christian communities. Andrew White also has a long and established history of international peace and reconciliation work whose aim is to advise, educate, and bring peace to areas of conflict. He's a respected academic, an author, a medical professional, an Anglican priest, an internationally renowned global peacemaker, and I would also add someone who walks in the glory realm, probably more than the natural realm. Right. So, Andrew White, welcome back to the show. This is your third time on the show. Well, first time since the revamp. How are you doing?
Well, Shabbat Shalom and Purim Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach, Shabbat Shalom.
I've been back since I was last on. Yeah. I've actually been back in Jerusalem, and that is my spiritual home.
Yeah.
That is what I really see as my home. Yeah. Everybody knows me as the Vicar of Baghdad. But years before Baghdad, Jerusalem was where I was.
Right.
I was just a mere yeshiva botcher. I was a boy yeshiva. I first went there when I was still in my early 20s.
Right.
And was just beginning at Vicar Factory in Cambridge.
And then you met in Jerusalem Ruth Ward Heflin, who was a lady who walked in the glory realm, and then she prophesied over you and then sent you all over the Middle East.
She did. Right? She prophesied and thumped me hard. She was no little lady. She was a very powerful lady, both powerful in wisdom and prophecy, and very strong.
Yeah.
And she said, the Lord is going to use you to spend your life searching for peace in the Middle East.
Right.
And he certainly has done.
Yeah. Do you like my introduction, the introduction that I did? Most of it came from your website, but the fact that I added you walk in the glory realm more than the natural realm, would that be a fair description of who you are?
Well, I would very much like that to be the real realm. I agree with all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the invisible realm, just the fact that it's, most of us don't see it, I think it's because of, you know, our sin nature. But, you know, the fact that Jesus died for us, you know, is to bring us back to that realm.
I want to be direct with you. Mm-hmm. What you're doing on your little podcast or whatever it is really, really unique and supernatural. Wow. There is nothing else which is quite like this.
Really?
And yeah, it really is unique. We're talking about major, major, top line spiritual wisdom.
Mm. Oh, thank you so much. That's really encouraging to hear. And so I wanted to get your perspectives on the current war. And of course, like we mentioned before, you've been doing reconciliation in the Middle East between Jews and Arabs, between Shiites and the Sunni Muslims in Iraq. And then your work is in Israel, Palestine, in Jordan, and many other nations. So I want to get your perspectives on the war. What is your perspective, the Middle Eastern perspectives? Because we often get the Western perspectives from the media, which isn't exactly as relevant as we think, right? So what's your perspective?
I often say that the hardest reconciliation isn't between Muslims and Shia and Sunni or Jews and Christians. The hardest is between people of the same ethnic and religious background.
Right.
So Russians and Ukrainians is one of the hardest kinds you can get.
Right.
Just as reconciliation between Christians and Christians is a nightmare.
Right. Right. So how do you view this conflict?
I view this conflict in line with the message in Matthew 24. In the last days, there will be wars and rumors of wars. This is a war and a rumor of war. And it is very, very serious. Mm. And we've got to see what God is doing here. I'm not one of these people who likes going around saying, this is a third world war. I don't know. But it could lead to it. Mm. It really is that serious.
But in the midst of it. Yeah, sorry? But in the midst of the glory is also breaking out, as we can see.
Whenever you see the glory, you see the magnitude of brokenness. Yeah. And what we are seeing here is the hellish behavior of Putin against the Ukrainians. And the thing about being in Israel all last week was I had no idea how big the Ukrainian Jewish community is. We're talking of a quarter of a million people. Yeah. 250,000 plus.
Wow.
And people like the International Fellowship of Jews and Christians are absolutely significant in getting the people out of the Ukraine and into Israel now.
Yeah.
And that is part of my work as well. Mm. And I want to invite all of your viewers not just to be spectators, but to be participants. One of the things that I'm hoping to do very soon is hold a major international conference of the glory people with the political people. So you, me, and your viewers can come together to look at things glory-wise, politically, and supernaturally.
Yeah.
This is a very exciting time. And last week, I was with top Israeli politicians saying, we're going to do this.
Right.
And I said, well, what do we need to do exactly? And the chief rabbi looked at me and said, Andrew, we don't need to tell you what to do. Your role in life is to tell us what to do.
Wow.
And that's what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I agree so much, because there is a conflict on the earth, but there is also a conflict in heaven. But at the same time, God has his agenda that he wants to do his things. And that's going to, they're all going to come together. So I very much look forward to how this pans out. Like we talked about before the show, before we started recording, we don't know how it's going to happen, when, where, but we believe that the Lord is doing something.
I really believe that you, Frank, are to be part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe so too. I believe so too. I look forward to the Lord revealing more. And if you're listening, guys, or if you're watching, do pray for us. Do pray for this if the Lord is stirring your heart, because the Lord is releasing something that is glorious on the earth. And whenever there is something glorious, it's always connected to Israel. It's always connected to Jerusalem. And the fact that so many Ukrainian Jews are about to immigrate to Israel, and the Lord will...
No, they're not immigrating.
Are they not?
Aliyah. They're going home.
Right. Okay. I get you now. I get you now. Okay. The fact that so many, exactly. I agree. So the fact that so many Ukrainian Jews are about to go home to the land of Israel. And this is part of the fulfillment of the prophecy, right? Because the Lord gathers his people back to the land and pours out his spirit. And whatever happens in Israel is a reflection of what he's going to do globally. And he's about to pour out his glory. So we believe this is something the Lord is doing. And so we'll pray into that, and may the Lord speak more and direct us. I wanted to also ask you, so obviously this is, I mean, in the West, we don't see this, we see this as something that doesn't involve Israel. I mean, we mentioned a little bit about that as well. But I think the biggest region this conflict affects is actually the Middle East, more than we realize. Absolutely. So how do you think this conflict is affecting the Middle East?
Well, looking at things eschatologically, mm-hmm. we know that everything literally in the world comes back to what God is doing. And we know that God is going to be going back to Israel. His people are there. We are his people. He is calling us to be part of it.
Yeah.
And he is calling part of those who oppose him to be part of it. Yeah. Do you know that nowadays in Israel, the three main languages are Hebrew, Arabic, and then Russian.
Russian, yeah.
And so Russia is a major part of the whole story.
Yeah.
We fought for many years for Olim to get the refuseniks back. Those who were in Russia refusing to go back, but God opened the way and they went back.
Right. Well, yeah. And I think that there is another wave from Ukraine. I think that is, I mean, there's a lot already, like you mentioned, but there's going to be more, right? Yeah. Yeah. So actually, this reminds me of a prophecy, which I think I mentioned in the last episode, but no, actually, I didn't. But Bob Jones, who actually prophesied this massive revival coming to Russia. But the part that most people missed was that it's going to start in Ukraine. Right. And then my friend who co-hosted with me in the last episode, she says she saw a glory bomb that's launched from Ukraine back to Russia. And she didn't know about this prophecy. I think she saw another part of this. So I think this is all unto revival. I mean, yes, it's unto a lot of conflict, in the midst of conflict, of course, but...
You know what's happening in Ukraine? Mm-hmm. There's a huge spiritual revival. And one of my spiritual daughters lives in Ukraine. She is a great musician. She used to be a worship leader with me at Christchurch, Shaffergate. And they have got a huge Ukrainian IHOP movement now.
Really?
The International House of Prayer. Ukraine is a major powerful instrument which is going on there. And so that's interesting. But the other thing, do you know what church is fastest growing in Ukraine today?
Is it the Messianic movement?
No.
No. What?
The Sabbatarians. The Seventh Day Adventists.
Oh, really? Wow.
And so this isn't a movement of some kind of sect. This is God saying, my glory involves keeping the Shabbos, keeping the Shabbat. And there are now 800 Sabbath-keeping congregations.
Really?
In Ukraine.
Which would include the Messianics, right? Messianic Jews. Oh, the Gentile section of the body.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is amazing what God is doing there.
Yeah. Well, then, if we were to include the Messianic Jews, then it would be even more.
It is even more.
Yeah. Joe, this is so interesting that you mentioned this, because the week before the war broke out, the Lord spoke to me really clearly. He says about Sabbath, about Shabbat. He says, when you rest, you are not ceasing to fight or ceasing to wage war, but you are exalting Jesus. You are exalting the King above all else. It's about Shabbat. It's about the King dwelling with us, right? And us dwelling in Him. So it's not... God didn't rest because he was tired. It's because he wanted to dwell with his people, right? With us. So it's about us dwelling in him and exalting him. And then the enemy will not be able to wage warfare. And that actually fits in so well. And this also just ties in with, you know, what I felt from the beginning is to focus not so much on the politics, and which, even though it's important, I believe it's important, but to focus on what the Lord is doing in the Ukrainian church, the
spiritually. This is a major, major thing.
Yeah.
This is one of the most exciting things. And we are in it together. What is your group called?
My group?
Yes.
In terms of what?
Your viewership. Do you have a name?
Not really. I mean, I guess the viewers and listeners of Till Zion Sings, I guess.
Till Zion Sings.
Yeah, I mean, that's the name of the podcast. You see the mug.
Very good.
Yeah, I'll send you a mug. I need to send you a mug because you've been on the show so many times now.
And my mug has still got sumo wrestlers. And it's a bit difficult, but I've got a lot of my family in Japan. So they're sumo wrestlers. But they're not my size. They're little sumos.
Right, right. I mean, there's something spiritual about that as well, right? Because the anointing is spiritual fatness, according to Isaiah anyway. And they say fat people are hard to kidnap, which is very true.
And I know all about that.
All right, okay, let's get back to so speaking of reconciliation, and you know, I had this dream, I think I shared this in the last episode. I had this dream where I was in my front garden in the middle of the night, and I received a new rifle as a gift from my dad, who in real life has passed away, by the way. So I was shooting the grass, but then I accidentally shot the neighbor across the street. But when I shot the bullet, it just turned out to be a taser bullet. It wasn't like lethal or anything. And then I went over to check he's okay. And then I came back, and then he crossed over really angry with his wife. And then he turned out to be President Zelensky, which is interesting. And I got to ask people for interpretation. And this very prophetic lady, she said, it's to do with Ukrainian salvation. It's possibly the salvation of President Zelensky, and that she said, my house represented the house of the Lord. And then Zelensky crossed over to the kingdom.
I believe that he is going to become a great man of faith.
Yeah.
I really do. He may have started off as a comedian. Mm. He's going to end up as a prophet.
Yeah, I believe that. I actually see, and both myself and my friend, one of my friends, see this Moses, something Moses about Zelensky. And I think all of this is unto the deliverance of the Ukrainian nation.
And returning his people to the promised land.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's such a significant word. But what the detail about Zelensky in the dream being really angry, it's about God dealing with the hearts of the Ukrainian church, or the Ukrainians actually, with regards to bitterness, anger, and it's about forgiveness. And I believe this all ties in with reconciliation, because that's such an important part of reconciliation, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it will be reconciliation between the people of God, as in Haaretz, the people of land, and the people of God spiritually. Mm. And I'm seriously against all forms of replacement theology.
Right.
But there is an issue of both peoples coming together.
Mm.
We are the new Israel and the original Israel.
Mm. It's both, right? One new man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're grafted in. It's a commonwealth of Israel.
Romans 7, 8, 9, 11.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ephesians 2 as well, right? Yeah. I love it. I love it. So, yeah, so I wanted to ask, what role do you think, do you see reconciliation? Because you've been doing that for so many years. So what role would you say reconciliation plays in this whole thing?
Well, I think reconciliation is not just between the Goy, the non-Gentiles, and the Jews. Hmm. It's also very much a Russian-Ukrainian reconciliation.
Right.
And it's a reconciliation between the enemies of God and the friends of God.
Hmm.
It's a reconciliation of even bringing Putin's lot back into the ways of God, or else they'll be kicked out completely.
Mm.
That will happen. Either they get pulled into the way of God, or else they will be kicked out.
Right.
Into the ways of the devil and hell and evil.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the ultimate justice.
This is serious business.
Yeah. So how would you say we should pray for it?
We pray, come, Lord Jesus, come. We pray that in the midst of this nightmare, this chaos, this disaster, and this war, that there may be love, love. And love.
Yeah.
And love will be liberating. And love will be what brings restoration.
Mm.
And love will be what brings hope. But it is the love of the cross demonstrated in the suffering of our Lord.
And which is why a spiritual revival is so important. Right.
So it's very exciting.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. It's one of the things that I've been praying for, is that, you know, in Acts 17, it talks about how God shifts the borders and the boundaries so that people would grope for him. And I think this is such an opportune time for people to, I mean, people are already crying out to him. And I've been praying that they would, just these refugees especially, would know the love of God beyond comprehension, that they would know the height, the depth, and the length and the width of his love. So I think this is I think this is perfect. Yeah.
We'll be right back to Till Zion Sings.
Hey friends, I am so excited to invite you to the worldwide film premiere of my From Patmos musical on March 18th. This musical is based on the life of John the Apostle and follows his transformation journey of being known as the Son of Thunder to becoming the Apostle of Love. And as we were writing this show, I really felt like John's story is all of our story, that we all had a transformation experience or are going to have a transformation experience of being bound in shame and condemnation to then becoming sons and daughters and experiencing God's deep love. So tickets are available now at frompatmos.com, and there's a 15% off limited time discount code connected to this video. You can go here in Kansas City and experience it with us at the red carpet premiere, or anywhere in the world you can join with us. I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey guys, that was my friend Justin Rizzo from Kansas City. Now, I've known Justin for years, and he's an amazing and phenomenal worship leader and musician. You might have heard some of his music at One Thing Conference and maybe even on the live stream at the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. And he's also a phenomenal songwriter who's been writing musicals for many years. So I'm very happy to be endorsing this musical that's coming out this coming Friday, the 18th. And you can get tickets at 15% off with the discount code PATMOS15. That's PATMOS15. Use this discount code at checkout at frompatmos.com. And here's a trailer of the musical.
These memories stay.
You wish to understand why I betrayed Rome for a rabbi.
It's like he is still beside.
I would know why they call you the greatest threat to Rome.
I remember. I remember.
You trust me? Do you trust him?
Come, Lord Jesus. Come.
We now return to Till Zion Sings.
So talk about the glory realm. Let's talk about that, because I mean, your journey of reconciliation began with the glory, and it's the glory that's been sustaining you. And it will end with glory. Everything is glory.
It will end with everlasting glory.
Everlasting glory. Still, yes.
In the midst of the glory, and the glory is getting greater, greater, and greater. Mm. And I'm so excited. What God is doing now in 2022 is opening up the curtain of the temple, and we are seeing glory like we have never seen before.
That's right.
And this network, this podcast, is to be part of that glory. Wow. It's not just some crazy kind of pro-Israel group which you do get around the world. This is part of God's glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I never, you know, this revelation just came to me because, you know, many people have prophesied this Isaiah 22:22 opening of the doors that no one can shut, and shutting of doors no one can open. But, you know, open doors is not just, I just realized it's not just opening of the doors of opportunities, but literally it's the gates of glory, like the curtain, the veil.
And that's
being
Isaiah 22, isn't it?
Yeah, Isaiah 22:22, it says, behold, I place on your shoulders the key of David. What you open, no one can shut, and what you shut, no one can open.
Right? And just before that comes Isaiah 19, which is the highway to heaven from Cairo to Assyria to Iraq. And back to Jerusalem. This is what the Lord is doing in this age.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's all about reconciliation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in all your years of your experience walking in the glory and doing reconciliation, and you know, we mentioned many times on this podcast that, you know, you wrote this book, The Glory Zone in the War Zone, right? So looking at this conflict from this lens, just tell us, just like share with us, just what do you have to say about this? In
I
this
think
particular
the title
context.
Of my last book really sums it all up. We are seeing, even in Ukraine, in this war, we're seeing a new glory zone in the middle of a new war zone. Hmm. And the glory zone always wins.
Always
Not
wins.
Not little time, but big time.
Right. Yeah. So true.
And we're going to be going there together.
Yes. Yes.
You and me and all your viewers and participants.
Yes.
And I'd be interested to know what your people think about that explanation that we are in together. Mm. I think we should all be very excited about this.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. So true. I mean, it's in such a dark time, we need to have spiritual eyes,
yes.
Right? Because we can't, if we don't have the eyes of faith, we can't possibly see anything that's good or hopeful about it. But yes. If we can see that, I mean, there's so many testimonies about, speaking of the glory realm, you know, just pictures of angels showing up in the sky in Ukraine, like so many, even the clouds would look like angels, right? Yes. And then intercessors seeing angelic protection along the Ukrainian-Russian border. And then testimonies of how just the rockets or the bullets from the Russian side just disappearing in the sky, right? I mean, such thing. We've not even seen
Very, very exciting supernatural times.
Mm.
This is a real glory zone.
Real glory zone, yeah. So but I want to tie this into something else, because it's interesting that this thing all happened in the aftermath of not necessarily the aftermath, but just right after COVID. And you have just finished a book called, if I'm allowed to say it, The glory zone in the COVID zone, or is it COVID zone to the COVID zone to the, yeah, something like that. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and that the church, the body of the Messiah, really retreated into fear. And I'm just thinking, for what's happening in Ukraine, you know, if the church had responded the way we responded to COVID when it first started, we wouldn't be able to see the glory, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think there's a message of courage.
All connected.
Yeah. So what do you see courage has to play in all of this? I mean, when I look at you, I see a man that walks in courage. I mean, in the war zone, you're literally in the middle of that all the time. So what do you have to say about that?
The war zone is the glory zone.
Really?
The greatest glory I've ever seen. People always say to me, we look at all your books and read about what's happened in Jerusalem. Mm. But where was the glory really? Mm. I said, the greatest amount of glory I've ever seen was when I was in the middle of the war zone, wow. When I was kidnapped, when I was held hostage, when I was broken away from everything.
Mm.
And we will all see that now. All of us are going to see the Lord's glory in the war zone.
Mm.
Absolutely. We are dealing now big time with the glory zone.
Mm. And you've seen so many miracles, like just breaking out, like when you were in the Middle East, you know, in the camps of the terrorists, like in the camps of ISIS, right? And you've probably seen like many conversions of the ISIS leaders, right? Have you seen that?
Oh yeah, supernatural conversions, miraculous healing,
right?
Resurrections from the dead. I can tell you, it's not boring like in the UK. Here, I find so difficult. And I say, Lord, please help me to survive this. And he said, don't worry, you won't be here forever.
Does it feel like, you know, it's funny because when I felt like...
No, I said when all this happened,
yeah,
when I was locked up in hospital with COVID, I said, this COVID zone is far worse than any kidnap zone or hospital zone.
Right.
This is the zone without glory. Mm-hmm. But I said, Lord, you've got to bring the glory back. Yeah. And he has.
Yeah. Amen. Do you know, it's funny that we just had Purim, right? Purim is all about divine reversal. And
yeah.
And then you shared, last time you were on the podcast, you shared this testimony of how you met this this doctor who was a boy in your Sunday school. Showed up, right? And that was the beginning of divine reversal. What I haven't told you, Andrew, this is what I haven't told you, because that same morning, I remember that same morning because I remember the next day you shared this testimony, because that same morning, the Lord spoke to me. He said, Andrew is going to have a very special encounter today, and that it would be the beginning of divine reversal. I wanted to call you, Andrew, that morning, but I didn't because I didn't know what that encounter was going to look like. So I thought, I thought you might have been in the middle of that encounter. So I thought I better not call. I'll just wait to hear about it. But it was something different.
Well, you got it.
Yeah. and now you're out. You've been out for like a year now, and then doors are opening up. You've been back to Jerusalem, and then you're going over to Rodney Howard Brown's church in a month's time.
You're
looking forward to that.
The whole month I'm going to be there.
Yeah. What are you going to be teaching on?
All of this we're talking about today.
Right. The glory. Amen. That's so good. So obviously you've seen so many, like talking about conversions of ISIS leaders and miraculous encounters in the enemy's camp. Right. So what do you see the Lord doing on the Russian side? We talked about the Ukrainian side, right? But what do you see the Lord doing on the Russian side, particularly inside the Russian army?
Destruction and restoration. It will be destroying like we have never seen destruction before.
Mm.
But there will also be miraculous resurrection. Mm. Of the glory.
Mm.
So we will see demise and restoration.
Mm. Yeah.
I think it's going to be very exciting. Yeah. So let's wait and see.
Yeah. So
it's
good.
It's all coming.
So good. That's so good. Yeah, because the Lord loves the Russian people as well.
Let's be truthful.
Mm.
The Russian people produce the best icons in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I love icons and painted eggs. And they're all coming alive.
I don't know why. When you said that, I just had a picture of Putin because he kind of resembles that. I don't know why. It's just
God does.
Yeah. Anyway, so we have, do you want to talk about this week's portion or not?
Not really. The portion of this week is really about the restoration of the temple and the altar and the reconstruction of the tabernacle. I think we've got even bigger issues this week.
Well, let's talk a little bit, just like random thoughts on the portion, right? Because when I saw like this one verse, right, verse 12 of chapter 6 or verse 5, I think in the Hebrew version says, the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it, right? Should never go out. I think this is the verse that kind of is relevant for us.
And that's the verse for all of us. the fire on the altar will be kept burning.
Yeah.
And God is keeping his fire burning in us. Mm. And who is us? It's you, it's me, and it's those who are watching now.
Yeah.
We are the fire of God on his altar.
Yeah. So good. So good, Andrew. So good. I'm so excited. I'm really excited. So how about before we end, let's just, how about we pray for our viewers, our audience, and then just pray for what the Lord is doing, and also pray for this thing that the Lord is going to do in gathering, putting together the political leaders and the glory leaders, the glory people.
And I know that God is speaking directly to our viewers and saying, you are also part of this story and part of what God is doing. You who might be wondering, what are these two strange guys getting on about now? They're just, as somebody said to me the other day, you're just college kids. So ask me a little college kids. Are just part of this scenario with you, the glory kids. And what we all are is the glory kids. And it doesn't matter where we've come from, what our background is, we are the glory kids.
Amen. Amen. All right. So pray for us, Andrew.
Lord, we anoint ourselves before your throne. Let your oil of gladness, your drops of supernatural revelation inspire us and renew us. And we simply say in a very childlike way, come, Lord Jesus, we need you.
Yes.
Come, Lord Jesus, touch us. And I ask us to put our hands on our chests now and say, come, Lord Jesus. Come and renew us, Holy Spirit, because you are here and your Holy Spirit is with us. Not maybe, yes be.
Yes. Now. Yes, Lord. Yes, and we pray for Ukraine and Russia. We thank you for your glory, Jesus. We ask you to pour out your glory even in a greater measure, and that people, all your children, would encounter your glory, that this would be the year when the veil is torn, that they would all see the glory manifest, that there would be nothing covering that up, and that they would carry your glory in such a way that the world, everyone around them, would see, would encounter. Yes, yes.
And the Lord is saying that now to those who are watching. And there's somebody called Isabel, and there's somebody else with a very common surname, Smith. And God is saying, you are being chosen to be my people. I've taken you out of darkness into the glorious light. And those who see you today will see that light. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. And Isabel and this other person, surname Smith, if you're listening or watching this, write to us, email us, go on to www.tillzionsings.com and leave us a comment. Tell us who you are, and we want to pray for you further as well. We want to get in touch with you. But yes, any more words to share, Andrew?
Really enter into the joy of Shabbat.
Yes.
The joy of resting on the Sabbath. Have a good rest.
Yes.
A good day of rest. And in that rest, God will speak to us. Come, Lord Jesus, we need you. Amen.
Amen. Andrew White, thank you so much for coming back on the show again.
Bye-bye, my friends.
God bless you. Shabbat shalom.
God bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. We pray you were blessed, encouraged, and strengthened. For more information on our mission, visit our website, tillzionsings.com. For daily content, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Till Zion Sings. And lastly, for exclusive bonus content and early access to episodes, become a supporting member of the show at patreon.com/tillzionsings.